Good morning. Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Raise your hand if you agree. I am summer fruit by nature, separated from the Lord, rotting and doomed. Ephesians tells us that quite clearly. You were dead in trespasses and sins, by nature, children of wrath. But you may recall that in my last chapel, when I asked that question, very few raised their hands. I was glad to see that you all did this morning, or most of you anyway. Now, there may have been some other reasons for that. That question came towards the end of the devotion. Maybe many of you weren't listening well enough anymore to respond. Maybe when your neighbor didn't raise their hand, you know, you didn't want to stand out there by yourself. But then, of course, neither of those would have been godly reasons to not agree, would they? What about it, though? How willing are we, when words deeply cut into us, showing us our wretched sinfulness, how willing are we to agree? Israel would not. The Lord had sent Amos to them with his message condemning their sinfulness, and they would not agree. The very priests and prophets that claimed to be teaching God's word led the attack on Amos. Go home to your sheep. Israel did not want to hear the Lord calling them to repent of their sins. And so God gave them what they wanted. He withdrew His word. Within 50 years, that nation, separated from the Lord, had rotted and was destroyed. A famine of the word. Down south in Judah, they also heard about the warning that God had brought through Amos, and they said, well, that can't happen to us. We have God's word. They didn't think that the warning could apply to them. They didn't want to take it to heart, to receive God's warning in repentance. And so the Lord gave them what they wanted. By the time of King Josiah, they found book of the Bible lying in a heap of rubble in the temple, and they had completely lost any awareness of what it was or what it said. A famine of the Word. At the time of the Lutheran Reformation, the Lord showered Germany with that gospel message that Jesus Christ came into this world to die for your sins and mine. And yet soon, the gospel was taken for granted, compromised, neglected. And now, most of the churches in Germany are vacant shells. A famine of the word. People here in America might respond, well, you know, how could we have a famine of the word? Look at all the churches, all the Bibles, all the pastors that we have. And yet, most of them have compromised God's word. They want a message that is positive, a message of peace and prosperity and the personal acceptance of my behavior and creed, no matter what they are. They don't want to hear the word of the Lord exposing my sinfulness, my wretchedness. So what about you and me? How willing are we to receive that word of God that points the finger at our heart and declares we are by nature children of wrath, a nature that is so wretchedly sinful that it is untrustworthy? Do you remember that Barna poll I shared with you last time? That only 4% of our population has a biblical worldview. People have not wanted to hear God's call to repentance, and God has given them what they wanted: a famine of the Word. The next verse after our text describes the result of such a famine. They shall wander from sea to sea, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. You young men shall faint. In astounding numbers, youth in our country are fainting from moral, spiritual bankruptcy. They wander from this fad to that movement, from this new lifestyle to that health and well-being plan. They're looking for a message of transcendent truth to give them meaning and purpose in life. And yet they can't find it because they are looking in the wrong places. They're looking for a God that will give them peace without asking them to repent. What about you? How can we survive a famine? Well, answer should be obvious. We need to find bread and water. We need to treasure it. We need to eat and drink it. So once again, do you agree? Jesus is the water of life, who can wash away even that sinful wretchedness in our nature, cleansing us with His blood. Jesus is the bread of life, who feeds us with His word to keep us attached to Him through repentance. Do you agree? Then treasure it. Eat and drink deeply of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 324, stanzas 5 and 8.